Another outside the box, preferring dreams to nightmares. Today's topic is thought experiment. In a recent outside the box, I talked about major changes over the last 250 years since the beginning of the industrial age. Some changes were positive, like people living longer. Some were negative, like climate disruption or potential nuclear annihilation. I decided also to try a thought experiment and to imagine positive developments in the next 250 years. Human survival would likely be one major positive development, but what else? Here are some more hoped-for changes by 2276. A large percentage of the world's population is described as bi or multiracial, especially in the U.S., with somewhat darker skin color, but few looking either very light or very dark. The number living on planet Earth would be down significantly from the 8-plus billion we have now, recognizing that Earth's capacity was overstretched. Mental and physical health care worldwide has succeeded in enabling most humans to live productive lives to 100-plus years old. By creating only non-polluting renewable energy generation, the danger of climate collapse has been averted, and its immediate impacts of dangerous weather has receded. Almost all humans have become vegans, recognizing that so much land used for crops for meat and dairy products instead could lie fallow and then be used to grow veggies, fruits, and other food products. All other species live their own lives, unaffected by their relationships to humans. Jails and prisons are no longer used to punish those who violate laws. Violators are given a choice of treatments for any problem they're experiencing. 3/4 of people travel using only public transportation or human-powered, like bicycles, individual travel aids. Humans work only 2 hours per day for a living and are all paid a living wage. No one is paid more than twice a living wage. Most forms of discrimination have been declared irrelevant as humans look and act more and more like each other. Differences in gender, skin color, sexual orientation, ability, etc., no longer matter. Permanent affordable housing is available to all who want it. Public decisions are made via electronic voting. Every human age 6 or above is given one vote. Money has been replaced by a gift card system. Anything that is not for single individual use is community, not privately owned. National governments with populations limited to 5 million people or less use justice councils to resolve all disagreements or potential conflicts. Individuals and communities use the same system at a local level. Children are raised by both parents in local neighborhoods and communities. Free education is available to all to whatever extent they ask for it. Music, theater, and other art forms are presented daily in all communities worldwide. And religion and spirituality have merged. Of course, this may be a lot of wishful thinking or weird thinking. We often know what we think should be a right way to live, like resolving conflicts without violence. But successful living that way does not always match. Our visions are great, but our success rate can be pretty dismal. Do you agree with this thought experiment of what the world could or should look like in another 250 years? What would you add to this list, or how would you change it? I'm Larry Danziger, willing to think positively in a time of lots of negativity.